Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. Before the foundation of the world, God has shown his infinite love to rescue man from sin. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God's elaborate plan to save man begin to unfold. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And that seed is Christ. We cannot comprehend the sacrificial love of God to man, the apex of his creation, whom he created from the dust. The book of John 3:16 proved God's agape love for man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Out of God's mercy and love, he has predestined us to be his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are here to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ as prophesied by Isaiah. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5 to 6. As we are here to celebrate Christ's death, we are also here to celebrate the victory of Christ's death on the cross of Calvary. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death of Christ, even death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Christ's death has given us victory to reign with God in that heavenly country he has prepared for the saints. There we will reign with him forever. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1, chapter 5. As we gather to reflect on the Lord's Supper, which is a memorial instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 25. For I receive from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he has given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do in remembrance of me." Why is the blood of Jesus so precious, my brothers and sisters in Christ? Because the book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 28 says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 also supports the importance of Christ's blood by saying, "In him we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace." Jesus commanded us, "This do in remembrance of me." As we partake in the Lord's Supper, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let our heart be focused unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith.